This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, it is Falcons training camp week. This is the week we have been waiting for. So I'm going to need a training camp 101 from the both of you. You both have been multiple times. Mike, you've participated and observed training camp. So what are the both of you most looking forward to when everything kicks off on Thursday?
What am I not looking forward to? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that's one of the best things about training camp is it's all new storylines. You go out there, and I think Bo is probably looking at different things than I am, but I'm looking for things like communication. I want to see who's talking to one another. I want to see which players are walking back and speaking to which coaches. I want to see, who steps up as far as a leader in the defensive front. You know, things like that. I look for the first thing I'll watch when I walk out there, and of course we'll get into everything else, you know, position battles and, what different, setups look like and formations and everything else. My first thing that I always look at is like, okay, who's the one breaking down each position group as they run to the next drill? Who's got their arm up in the air? Who is communicating with the young rookies? Mm-hmm. Who are the rookies looking to and walking over towards and doing different things? And one of the things that we noticed last year and throughout the offseason is that they use a Jumbotron and iPads and everything else out on the field to be able to look at these certain plays, and they can watch them in real time and watch replays in real time. And as those replays are happening, it's one of the things Bo and I kind of watched and witnessed last year at this time. As those replays are happening on their Jumbotrons out there, who are they standing next to? Who are they pointing to? Is it Michael Penix next to Drake London? Is he next to Darnell Mooney? Is it Kirk Cousins having some of those conversations? Are they walking towards Zach Robinson? Is TJ Yates part of that entire ordeal and how that kind of process breaks down? So it's always intriguing to me to kind of get an inner look at who kind of steps into the situation and who kind of huddles together during certain points during training camp and kind of see how this thing's starting to pan out.
I try not to overreact the first week of training camp. There'll be oohs and ahs. There'll be a couple of good catches and guys will beat some guys in one-on-one. And it's just kind of letting everything settle. You'll go the first 3 or 4 days and they won't even be pads on, right? So I think they'll probably, if memory serves, it'll be maybe Tuesday. I don't know what the actual schedule is of when they're practicing, but Monday or Tuesday before they put pads on. So that first day is just kind of being back and kind of trying to learn. I'm trying to learn the roster. And I say that because, the expectations that are on this team is you shouldn't be looking at the roster and who's looking at who's going to fill this void. And you don't expect there to be a lot of battles this camp. What you're looking for me is kind of learn, all right, where, deeper on the roster, guys that are going to, guy that's going to step up next to Kadarius Hodge and be a special teams stud, right? There is a kicking battle going on, so that's interesting. So when they get in these situational drills, and they do bring the 2 minute, they'll bring kickers in and let them kick. And so how's that? So You know, some of that stuff, you're just trying to learn of who the depth pieces are. Who are those guys that are going to be fighting for? Really, it's who's 47 through 53.
Yeah.
And they're fighting for jobs and learning those guys and kind of figuring out where they've come from, where they've been. Some of those guys have been in these – this isn't the first time they've been in this position on a roster. Some of those guys, they're undrafted. Some of those guys are late-round picks from this year, and they're looking for those spots. So –
curious to get your stance, Bodie. Is the eye test a thing for you? I always heard this as a player, and I don't know whether or not I agree with it or not, but it'd always be this thing from like radio or media or whatever. They'd be like, oh, that guy looks good. That guy, you know, and I used to look at teammates of mine and be like, yeah, I mean, he kind of always looks like that. Or maybe it's just been a slow transformation since last season that I haven't noticed that some guy, you know, is a little more ripped or a little bit, you know, thicker upper body or whatever it may be, is like, man, that guy looks good. And I'd be like, what are we talking about here? I don't understand.
I don't know. Julio used to come in heavy, but it wasn't a fat heavy. It was a muscular heavy. And he and because you're, you know, when you kind of work out a little bit and you went to kind of gain size, but then when you end up doing just a crap ton of cardio, you shred a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what Julio would go through. He'd come in like, I think Julio played at like 225, but he'd come in at like 240. And then by the season, he'd be like 230, 225. I think there are some guys that put on size in the offseason, and I think we see them that first day or two, and they're not in pads or anything. And then you'll see them after, and they'll be doing media, and they'll just be in like a T-shirt or whatever. You're like, oh, he looks bigger. Oh, he looks good. And the end of the day, it's like now he's just carrying a little extra water weight because he did less cardio and lifted more to protect his body. Because guys will gain weight back during the season because of that.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is when you get to training camp, you have to be careful not to overreact one way or another. Because like just say, for instance, Kyle Pitts scores a long touchdown. You immediately have to look at it and go, oh, there's Kyle Pitts. You know what? Breaking out. And then you have to look at the secondary and go, all right, who was covering him? You know, what defense was this in? Was this a blitz? Is this a rookie outside linebacker covering him, or is this somebody that you expect to be a contributor on the actual football team? So I think we as in the fan realm of things, tend to get excited about players breaking out and making great catches and like long runs, and Bijan broke out and circus stuff. And then you have to remember that you're playing against the Atlanta Falcons defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not good. Oh, no. Oh, Kyle Pitts had 600 yards receiving today. You're like, oh, no, that's not good. We don't want that. No, please no.
It is interesting when you kind of back away and look at it that way. What rookies are you guys kind of like, okay, I need to see this person?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's both guys in secondary. And I think the easy answer is probably Jalen Walker, James Pierce. And, of course, you want to see what those guys are doing. I'll be more curious to see where they plug in early. I mean, Bo, you remember last year we got out there, James Smith-Williams was on the first-string defensive line. We're like, who is this guy? You know, we're like looking around like, what?
Yeah,
who is he?
That's what I can't stand is there's people that will watch. And there's reporters that write about the team, AJC, that will overreact to certain things that have done and that happened. I mean, it's like, dude, it's 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Essentially, I think it's more about where they line up and what kind of roles they're getting them familiar with and what they are doing.
And I think that's why I'm excited about the secondary, to see where, I mean, Xavier Watts seemingly, and I don't think this to be true because I've been in enough of these rooms, it feels like he's been handed the keys to the safety position back there.
Last year was a perfect example. Ray McLeod was running with the first team, and forgive me, I cannot remember the receiver's
Rondale
name.
Rondale Moore.
Rondale Moore was like a third string guy. Yet the fan base and the reporters were like, you know, when Rondale Moore unfortunately got injured, oh man, that's such a big blow. And I just go back to, well, what in the hell have y'all watched and listened to? Because I didn't see Rondale Moore run one snap with the first team. Ray had that. Rondale Moore, like, so in the end of the day, it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, yeah, it was a depth piece, but, and maybe had another weapon, but a guy that had been a disappointment to the NFL at that point, which was Rondale Moore, and you expected him to plug in here and I guess have a 1,000-yard season. Well, guess what? Ray McLeod actually did that. Not 1,000 yards, but he had over six. He had more than your tight end, who was a fourth overall pick. He was more of a factor than people ever expected, and it was all because of the hype coming out of when he was drafted And that certain people made a big deal about it when he got hurt. But if you had watched and paid attention and listened to the right people, you'd have known. So who's running where and what their roles are is more than anything to me at camp than actually what they're doing. Because that tells you what they think of them and what their plans are for them.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And again, Billy Bowman will be lined up somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Xavier Watts, it feels like, kind of gets lost in the shuffle that DeMarco Helms is coming back off injury and that, you know, you have Fuller as well. I don't know what to expect from some of those guys. And like I said, I think the easy thing is like, oh, I can't wait to see Jalen Walker, where he's lined up, off the ball, on the edge, what he's being asked to do early in camp. But you got a couple guys back in the secondary who really feels like that they are needed now. And Jalen Walker, as you need a pass rush now, and James Pierce, as you need a pass rush now, it almost feels like because you could consider them in the same role throughout training camp that you're not as up in arms with what that might entail.
One thing about training camp that I'm always looking forward to every year once we get into training camp, good old roster math, baby. Good old roster math.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good point. And, look, you got to figure out who's going to be – I'll be curious to see the progression of which rookies throughout training camp start to join the special teams units. As they start to work their way up, you're like, it's a massive indicator what Dylan's talking about roster math. When guys start to be added to the special teams unit, when you see them working with the ones on punt, kickoff, things like that, you're like, all right, man, that guy's turning some heads.
Well, I am excited to get into all of it. Falcons training camp kicks off Thursday. We will be out there live from Flowery Branch. And coming up, a pawn shop has admitted they were selling an NFL player's stolen property. We'll get into that in the front page. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. Was the happiest night of someone's life really that happy? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Morning Shift.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.